Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Mass with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. O come, let us worship God and bow low before the God who made us. For he is the Lord our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Kings. The elders of Israel and all the leaders of the tribes, the princes of the ancestral houses of the children of Israel, came to King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord's covenant from the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled before King Solomon during the festival of the month of Ethanim, the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the ark. They carried the ark of the Lord in the meeting tent with all the sacred vessels that were in the tent. The priests and Levites carried them. King Solomon and the entire community of Israel present for the occasion sacrificed before the ark sheep and oxen, too many to number or count. The priests brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place beneath the wings of the cherubim in the sanctuary, the holy of holies of the temple. The cherubim had their wings spread out over the place of the ark, sheltering the ark and its poles from above. There was nothing in the ark but the two stone tablets which Moses had put there in Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel at their departure from the land of Egypt. When the priests left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord, so that the priests could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. Then Solomon said, "The Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. I have truly built you a priestly house, a dwelling where you may abide forever." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jar. Let us enter into his dwelling. Let us worship at his footstool. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Advance, O Lord, to the resting place, you and the ark of your majesty. May your priests be clothed with justice. Let your faithful ones shout merrily for joy, for the sake of David your servant. Reject not the plea of your anointed. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, my friends, I want to focus on our reading from the first book of Kings, because as I was reflecting on this reading, I thought how cool it would be to have a time machine and go back in time to watch this event actually happening. You know, try to imagine this, the city of Jerusalem, filled with people. And you got the king there, you probably got dancers, you got singers, you got bands playing, and then at the end you got the Ark of the Covenant with all the priests and Levites leading the way with all the sacred vessels all up to the newly built temple. And of course, me with my weird way of thinking, I thought, wow, throw in a couple of inflated balloons and you got the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, but what a sight that must have been. However, the one thing that just kind of I found a little strange was where they kept talking about sacrificing before the ark the sheep and the oxen, too many to number or count. What a mess that must have been. All these people bringing these sheep and oxen and sacrificing them. Kind of a little bit gory for me to reflect on, but then something hit me. Think about this. You know, we're reflecting and reading about this historical event about how the presence of God came into the temple. By our baptisms, we have become temples for God. We have become children for God. And through the sacraments, we are able to receive the Lord into our souls. We don't have sheep and oxen, too many to number, sacrificed before us. But we do have one person, the Lamb of God, who freely laid down his life, who sacrificed himself and shed his blood for us so that we could be temples of the Holy Spirit, so that we can receive our Lord every day of our lives. Think about it. There's no fancy parades. There's no man-made ark that is given to us. We're not filled with a cloud, but rather we're filled with the graces of the Holy Spirit, and we're filled with the presence of the Lord. Every time we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, every time we celebrate the Mass, we are receiving our Lord who dwells within us. It's a beautiful, powerful image, and yet how many times do we take that for granted? Or think, I don't need to go to Mass today. I can skip out of church. Then we miss out on so much, especially all the graces that we can receive in the Mass. So, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for the privilege to receive our Lord in the Eucharist. Let us thank our Lord for the sacrifice He made for us, and how every Mass we remember His sacrifice, and we thank God for His love for us. Now I invite you to please stand. Trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father and the Church, that we will be steadfast in promoting a culture of life in our country and throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all vocations, that priests, consecrated souls, and married spouses will be faithful to the vows they have professed, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will not abuse their authority, but humbly lead our nation and seek the welfare of all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from cancer or other terminal illness, that they will realize spiritual benefits in uniting their suffering with Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Josie Kazenbach, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and if it is your will, we ask you to answer them, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Humble spirit and contrary hearts, may be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that we may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise,
yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, his wonders for the children of men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, and the hungry he fills with good things. Listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Thank you. let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live, that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protect guard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now we'll say our prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering our assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.